Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we need to hear from our listeners because I know for a fact that we have many a tattooed listener. A lot of people have tattoos and they're listening. So
I'm thinking of getting one.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is why I know you're not honest. You're not true right now.
Why?
You have commitment issues.
Yeah, but
you could never commit to a tattoo.
Yeah, yes, I could. Because this is a commitment I could hide.
Depending on where you get it. Well, if you got it on your bottom.
That's where I'd put it. Anyway. What about tattoos?
314-436-7900. Get ready to call or text. So, apparently, a lot of people are having tattoo regret. Now, it doesn't mean all and any tattoos. However, Miley Cyrus... You know, that beacon of integrity. Anyway, Miley Cyrus.
How do you know she's not? What do you know about Miley Cyrus?
She's a little crazy. So she said she regrets...
Maybe you're crazy.
She said she regrets 80% of her tattoos. And so 20% she loves. 80% of her tattoos she says she regrets. Pete Davidson, rather famously, had over 200 tattoos. And he's in the process of getting them all removed. And again, I don't think this is apples to apples in the sense that having 200-something tattoos is different than having a couple that are really special.
Sure.
And he said, what Pete Davidson said is like his tattoos remind him of a bad time in his life. He said, if you're getting a tattoo, it should be something that's meaningful, not something because you were high while you were watching Game of Thrones on a Tuesday night. Which is fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I think you can get a tattoo whenever you want to get a tattoo for whatever reason you want to, right? And if you want to tat up your whole body, you go ahead. It's yours. 25% of people apparently have tattoo regrets. That is from Pew Research, which is, I guess it's a little higher than I would have thought because I think that most people probably do think through their tattoos and they know that they want them.
But tattoo regret can also mean some tattoos, not all of them.
Sure. Yeah. It could mean that. I would have guessed it was more like, 10% or something like that. Yeah.
I would have thought, I don't know, I think that's about right. I would have thought maybe it was slightly higher.
Yeah.
Like, you have multiple tattoos. There's one that you're just not a fan of.
I'm thinking, I got a close, very close friend of mine who, when he was, I think, in college... He got a Cubs tattoo on his, like, right below his neck. It's, like, on his back.
Yeah.
And if he's ever just accidentally walking around with his shirt off and you see it, oh, my God, he gets so embarrassed because he forgets he has it.
Yeah.
And then people are like, dude, when'd you get that? You're like, oh, damn it. And then he has to put his shirt back on.
Was
because
it, like,
he's
a World Series tattoo
No,
or
just a stupid Cubs tattoo. It's, like, the size of, I don't know, like...
Is it the bear's head or the C?
Like a silver dollar. It's the bear head.
Gotcha.
But still, it does look pretty stupid, and it's a bad tattoo. It was a bad job. Huge regret.
You got to go to the right guy. So a good running buddy of mine has, you know, like thigh tattoos, I feel like are more in than ever, where like maybe most of your thigh is a tattoo or one whole side. And my friend, she's got, her guy is in Florida, and it's an event. Like she'll fly down because that's the guy she trusts because he's done a great job. But these thigh tattoos, like hers, it should take several sessions because she's flying down there. She does it like all at once and it'll be like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pain for 8 hours.
Sure. If I could think of something I really wanted, I would absolutely do it. But I don't know what I want. I don't know where I'd put it. I'm not exactly sure.
One of the lifeguards at the pool growing up, she was a collegiate swimmer. And you know how when you swim competitively, the one-piece swimsuits come up real high on your hip, mm-hmm. like they're high cut. She had like a fish high up on the hip, so you could only see it when she wore her competitive swimsuit, which was actually pretty cool.
I have this whole sort of progression in my life when it comes to tattoos on other people. I used mm-hmm. to see them and think, ugh, that's gross. And then I used to think, oh, that's not so bad. I guess I don't mind it. And now when I see tattoos on certain women, I'm like, oh, hello. I don't know what it is. I love the sleeve.
I think that
the full sleeve on a lady.
The surprising
thing. I am down with that.
I would not have expected. I think the sleeves are cool.
Yeah, I like them too.
There was a one time.
Glover's got a sleeve. I like his sleeve.
Yeah, I think I think the sleeves.
I'm not attracted
really
to him,
cool.
But I like his sleeve.
Sleeves are cool. That's a commitment. That takes a long time.
Holly is watching us on YouTube and says, "At 48, I'm only upset I don't have more skin to tattoo."
There
See?
You go.
And I get that too. And it becomes addictive for a lot of people where they get one and they love it, and then they think, "I want another one," and then they get another one. And then maybe they do have one they don't like, and then they cover it up with something better, which is, that is a talent from a tattoo artist, to take an existing tattoo, cover it up with something that looks a whole lot better.
Tell me if I'm wrong or not. And you've got to stand up because this is the Cardinals radio station. Did Yadier Molina change his neck tattoo?
Change it?
Did he have a neck tattoo that changed? Like, was it like music notes or something that changed? Because I could have sworn that Yachty's tattoo changed, but I really thought you were going to come up clutch for me and have the answer.
No, I don't.
Before I threw it out there.
If that happened, I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll have to find that out. I just remember something changed, I thought on
his
neck.
He dyed his hair once.
Well, no, Matt. I have a grandma.
My grandma's got a tattoo.
Yeah.
So, did you know that we do have one of the oldest tattoo shops in the country here in St. Louis? It's on Jefferson.
Okay.
It's called Trader Bob's.
Oh.
It's been around for almost 100 years. It is 2 years younger than KMOX. KMOX was born, conceived and born in 1925. this is our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
We should collab.
We should collab with Trader Bob's get tattoos.
A KMOX tattoo would be kind of sick.
Not in a good way.
I love KMOX. It's classic.
Yeah.
A little bitty transistor radio tattoo?
I don't know.
What if you had 98.7 tattooed onto your skin? The old FM.
The temporary FM station.
Well, it still exists, but it's a different station now.
I had a friend who had on her top of her foot, which I've heard is very painful because there's no fat there, had a copyright, like the copyright mark, and then her birth year.
Oh, yeah.
1983.
I like that.
It was kind of cool.
Here's a message to text at 314-436-7900. I could buy a new pair of shoes on Monday and hate them by Friday. I could never commit to a tattoo.
So here's the thing. That is 100% where I'm at. Here's where I am. I put on an outfit beginning of the day. By the time I get home, I hate the outfit. I'll never wear it again. It's not my style anymore. I just don't like it. I'm very changeable and fickle when it comes to, I don't know, that type of styling.
Well,
even decor, I've changed. You know, you change decor. My biggest issue with a tattoo is I could not commit to a style or a place
and
or
you
a thing.
Tell me I have commitment issues.
Well, you have
You hate
life.
Your outfit.
I do hate my outfits. Even now, I'm kind of regretting.
Okay.
But, you know, I do. I, And the thing is, too, it's crazy that I don't like certain outfits because all of my outfits are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very distinct look.
That's right.
It's just oversized pants and oversized shirts. And sometimes I'm like, ah, why did I buy this green? Remember when I bought that nice blue sweater?
No.
And it was like $120 and I hated it?
No.
And it was a reminder of my failure and my inability to know what I like? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this sweater has been haunting me. Can you imagine a tattoo?
I think you should get one. Maybe loosen up a bit.
I'm too uptight.
A message to 314-436-7900. And this is the one argument against tattoos that I've always despised. And it is when you are older and the skin sags, the tattoos don't look so cool. Okay. Let me just stop you right there. Because when the skin starts to sag, nothing looks good. Do you think people always used to say, get a tattoo. What's going to happen when you're 80 years old? That's going to look terrible. Everything looks terrible. Who cares what you look like when you're 80? You're 80. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, hopefully not because like I'm 80, but because you're too confident. You've lived too much life to care what others think.
Well, I mean that too, but also, come on.
You think
the tattoo's the thing that makes you look like crap?
When you're 80?
No, it's your sagging skin.
Well.
It's the wrinkles.
I don't think. Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. Look,
I disagree.
All of you listening are beautiful if you're 80.
You are hitting our key demographic.
What did he say, Claude? Huh?
I disagree with Raj. I'm aging naturally, which means I'm getting wrinkles. But I like them. All my favorite people have wrinkles. Okay, I will say this. I want to read this, the tattoo removal process, because I know...
It looks like it hurts more than the actual tattoo.
I know theoretically you can get rid of tattoos. Well, Pete Davidson said it will take him another 10 years. He started getting his tattoos removed 5 years ago. He said it will take him another 10 years. He said because between the work, it's a six-week healing process each time you get a tattoo removed. One tattoo removal is 10 to 12 sessions and totals 60 weeks. It's going to take another 10 years. It's pretty horrible, he said. It's like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer, and then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly.
See, this sounds to me like he's just, like deep down somewhere in him, he's just looking for more pain. He wants pain inflicted on him. And I'm not even saying that jokingly, because there's no reason to put yourself through all of this. Just deal with it.
I will say you can tell he was on drugs for a lot of the tattoos. His seem like maybe I understand why he feels like they're bad choices.
Well, they're not going to prevent him from getting work.
I don't think he needs work anymore.
Nah, he's all right.
That it cost?
Was it $200,000?
That's a lot.
Maybe to get them all removed.
Maybe $20,000.
Maybe that's the estimate to get them all removed.
Maybe 20. This guy.
Somewhere in the middle. I'm not going to tattoo, so I'm not worried about it.
A listener texts in, tattoos are like Lay's potato chips. You can't have just one.
I have heard that.
That's what I'm saying. They're addictive. Okay. You get one, you want more.
So millennials, and then I also think older Gen Z. I forgot what it's called. Oh, no. But it's like graffiti tattoos where you have little mini tattoos all over your arm leg.
It's not so much the trend to do sleeves anymore, like one continuous tattoos, but it's like you have...
Stick and poke? Is that the type that you're talking about?
No, I think she just means the style. They're smaller black ink tattoos. And then you have another one, a few inches away.
Maybe a half an inch across or maybe an inch across, but probably a half an inch. Jakob Ingebrigtsen, who's a famous runner from, I think, Norway.
Oh.
But he, I know.
Household name.
Household name. He's amazing. He's like a record holder. But he has that like all over his arms and legs. You may think like, what are those dots? And he's got little mini tattoos. And there are a couple of fashion influencers that I follow on Instagram. And they have the same thing. They're little mini, maybe half inch in diameter tattoos. But then they have like 15 of them. Maybe you have one on your hand. You have them near your elbow.
Yeah.
That to me feels like a newer phenomenon. That's younger people getting
that. Yeah, it is. I think that's the newer trend. Tell us about the tattoos that you regret at 314-436-7900.
Or maybe if you are one of those people who got like an ex, like the name of your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, and you had to change it to something.
Did you see this happened? Oh my gosh. How long ago was this? It may have been this year. I think it was within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. There was this radio station called KRUD, Crud.
And, is it real?
Yeah, and yes. So this is it's a real station, I believe. And now I hope it's real. Yes,
okay,
he did.
Hold on.
Okay, stop. April 2023, Joe Bell, a devoted listener to the radio station KRUD, sued the station because they said on air, the first person who has our call letters tattooed on your forehead, we will give $250,000.
Wait a minute. We couldn't even give away a Jeremy Piven meet and greet.
Well, legally, no. So this man, he got KRUD in pretty large lettering.
No.
It doesn't, I would say it covers the bottom half of his forehead, the bottom half. So think how big your forehead is. Half of that he covered with the letters KRUD. He showed up and they said, oh, that was an April Fool's prank. And so he sued the station. He was awarded $510,000.
Doesn't seem like enough.
So he got, I agree, because it's, now you got to get that removed too.
Pete Davidson did spend $200,000.
Wow.
On a years long tattoo removal process. Starting in 2020.
I can't imagine wanting to do that at all. Yeah, let us know about your tattoo issue. But you got a tattoo on your forehead and the station's like, hey, man, we were kidding. That's why they have these rules. That's why we can't screw around here.
That's why we don't. We would never do that
to
you.
We did not. We see, how smart were we to say, let us check with legal first before we can give away these Jeremy Piven meet and greet?
Which we cannot.
Which we can't do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Chris and Amy show 104.1 FM KMOX. Message coming in from a 972 area code. This might be, is this our guy John in Dallas? He says, hey, you're award winning in our hearts.
Aww.
Though since the move to 9 o'clock, I miss the first hour every day. Never knew how much I loved that first hour until it was gone. Just wake up earlier.
Come on, the 9
What's
o'clock
the problem?
Hour is,
it's some,
we come out of the gates.
It's not my problem that you can't get up earlier. I'm waking up earlier. You should wake up earlier.
We need
I
you
hate
to listen.
Being up early.
We need you to listen to the first hour. I know the fun doesn't start until 1, but
right.
whatever we are mm-hmm. is worth listening to. You know what we are? Award-winning.
It's award-winning. Is it really award-winning if it's not fun, though? And it's not really news.
I don't even know. Is it just opinion? Is that what our show is?
I don't know
what
it is.
We just give opinions all day?
314-436-7900.
Why are you listening?
In Maryland Heights, Dwayne, what are you doing?
Hey, man, just listen to this award-winning show.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. We don't, you know what? It was an accident. It was very organic.
Yeah.
We're thrilled.
You should have heard those opinions, though. And if you have heard them, could you tell us what they were and get back to us?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right.
What's up?
So I got out of high school. I joined the Navy, and I tattooed my high school sweetheart's name on my right arm. We didn't end up getting married, and then later on I met another woman, and I tattooed her name on my left arm, and we are divorced.
Okay. Oh, no.
Are those the only two?
There's one more. It's Tasmanian Devil.
Okay. Where's that one?
That one's above on my right arm too, on my shoulder.
So
are the names just there? You haven't had them removed. They're just there.
No, they're reminders. I love both those women. So
okay,
I look at it as my first love and my last love.
Do you have a new love?
No.
Okay, so if you do, how are you going to explain that?
I don't know.
You've been thinking about it though.
No, she'll think it's a sweet gesture that I found with my first
that I got a new love, maybe. So you understand, Dwayne, she's going to be asking you to do the same for her, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe, but that's not happening. Oh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Because you've decided, like, two names is enough?
Two names is more than enough.
But you also understand there's a very high probability that when you say, I'm not getting another one, she's going to say, well, how come you did it for them? For the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. That's your fight.
Well, I'm 62, so I don't think I need anyone.
Okay,
why
good.
Do you sound like you're 25?
He does sound like
I
he's
thought
25.
You were 25.
Thank you.
Well, thanks,
Thank
Dwayne.
You,
good
Dwayne.
Luck to you. And if you ever want to get those... yeah, go ahead.
I do have one more crazy tattoo story for you with a guy I worked with. He had polka dots bigger than silver dollars tattooed all around and underneath his foot.
Where, like, under his foot?
He had his whole foot, top and bottom, tattooed.
Why?
Wow.
Like 8 polka dots. And for days, he couldn't wear a shoe. He gimped around. It was hilarious.
Why would he do that?
It's painful.
I don't know. He was in his 20s. I just told him, hey, at least, you know, if you ever get killed and dismembered, they can identify you now.
Look it on the bright side,
thanks,
Dwayne. It's that Navy humor you.
Yeah, I mean, if something ever happens and you lose your foot...
Yeah.
And they find the foot, they'll know who it is.
They will know who it is. I've heard the foot, that's a painful place, the rib cage. I was just telling you off air about a friend who has her rib cage tattooed, and she said that was pretty painful. She's a very thin person.
Yeah.
Like, she's tiny. And so I feel like she was literally tattooing her bones. Like,
I'll tell you what. I am willing to crowdsource a tattoo. So if you have a good idea, I would think about it.
I also, what if we
so
do
So let
this?
Us know. Tweet at us. At Chris Ranji, at Amy Marks mm-hmm. Kors, at Chris Amy KMOX. Let us know or text into the show.
If we win the A-List or A-List award.
This STL Mag A-List.
What if Steve has to get our names tattooed on his arm?
Yeah, he'll agree to that.
Our boss. I think that would work.
We can never convince him to do anything.
Just look at him.
What's funny here is we are looking at him. He happened to step into the next room.
So, he's not even looking at us.
So we were looking at him.
Oh.
Crowdsource a tattoo, please, for Chris Ranji. This guy can't commit to anything. I think he should be able to commit to
I'm
a tattoo. And I trust in all of you to give us a good tattoo for Mr. Ranji.
And so you have... go ahead,
I was going to say, we have a quick voice message from Tim.
Yep, my first... tattoo at Trader Bob's. Nice place.
Trader Bob's.
Talk to you later.
Well, thank you. See you, Tim.
Thank you.
Trader Bob's, one of the oldest tattoo shops in the entire country. How about that? Amy Marks Kors and I think Matt Pajeski too. I don't know if it's both of you in on this. Have a game for me.
Oh my gosh. It's a finance game straight out of the Wall Street Journal.
And you're going to see if I can pass it?
You cannot. I can tell you right now.
Oh, but I can tell you that too.
Listeners, you guys got to play this game too. It's hard.
I'm going to call Dave Simons real quick.
Yeah.
It's Chris and Amy.
Phone a friend.
Yeah. 104 1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Chris Ranji.
We just got a new addition to the studio.
We did. If you're watching on the YouTube. Facebook or Twitter, you can see our new KMOX 104.1 banner. I'm kind of blocking it a little bit, but it's nice.
I think it looks very nice.
It does. It looks a little slipshod, but whatever.
Slipshod? No, I think it looks nice.
It does look nice.
All right.
It does. All right. Thank you for texting in. Calling in about your tattoos. We'll still take your thoughts. 314-436-7900.
Don't forget the Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock. John Mozeliak is going to join the show at 12:15. And we also have Mitch Harris joining us at 12:30. It's Tom Ackerman and me.
And like I said, we'd love to continue to hear from you on the award-winning Chris and Amy show. 314-436-7900. Call or text about tattoos or which youth sport has the worst parents. Right now, baseball is in the lead. I'm asking for your input because I don't think we're going to be playing this game very long.
Why?
It's hard and it's boring.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be fun.
It was, but the questions and the answers are long. So it's a financial game. I know what you're thinking. Oh no, a financial game.
I love finance.
Here's the name of the game. Do you know as much about personal finance as these savvy high schoolers? So this is in the Wall Street Journal. More than 120 high schoolers competed in the National Personal Finance Challenge in Atlanta. It was run by the Council for Economic Education, and it brought together the top four-person teams from among 18,000 state-level competitors. Scripps Ranch High School in San Diego won.
Okay.
The final round asked the remaining four teams to supply short answers to 20 questions about everything from mortgage discount points to 401k matches.
Boring.
We're not going to get very far. This game is, I think, here's why I think it's boring, because I'm bored reading the questions. In theory, it sounded like it was going to work. I'll start with the first one.
All right.
And it's multiple choice. You can tell me if you want multiple choice.
Let's start.
You're going to need it.
Let's go raw dog here first. Okay, I'm ready to go.
What is the term given to the amount in an account that is separate from any earnings or interest that has accrued?
The principal?
Yes!
Yeah! Let's go!
Stop laughing!
Are you okay?
No.
Were you surprised I got the first one?
I was shocked! Okay, question number two. With respect to required minimum distribution, RMDs, what is the difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA?
One of them is taxable when you withdraw. One is taxed before you put it into the something. Is that right?
I don't think so.
Oh,
with a Roth IRA, you don't have to take an RMD. With a traditional IRA, you do.
What is an RMD?
That's a great question.
Is it
required minimum distributions?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means.
Question number three.
I thought it was something of mass destruction, but I couldn't think of the R.
It's the stuff in Iraq, RMDs.
That's what Saddam had, isn't it? Saddam Hussein.
The old Saddam IRA. Insurance companies. This is question number three. You might know this. Insurance companies evaluate risk for the purpose of issuing insurance coverage. What is this process called?
Underwriting.
Oh my gosh.
Is it?
Yes. This guy's insane.
I know so much about finance.
All right, question number four. This guy's killing. You have already surpassed my expectations. What is the primary reason that certificates of deposit, CDs.
Oh, CDs, that's right.
Offer higher.
COD is Call of Duty.
Okay, well, now I have to.
Or cash on delivery.
Now I have to reread.
Or debt on arrival. Go ahead.
What is the primary reason that certificates of deposit offer higher interest rates compared to regular savings accounts?
Because you have to wait a certain amount of time to take the money out. You can't.
Oh,
it's not like a savings account.
They require funds to be locked in for a fixed term.
That's right.
How do you know all this?
I don't know.
This is insane.
I feel. We just talked to Jeremy Piven like an hour ago. He's in the movie Old School.
Yeah.
I feel like the scene in the debate where Will Ferrell passes out and he crushes the debate answer and then he wakes up and says, "What happened?" I feel like that right now.
You're like Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School when he's taking that quiz. Ranj, if an employee is vested in their retirement plan, what does that mean?
That means they can withdraw it? That means...
Even if
it's... they're not retired yet. Is it?
Matt!
Dude.
This guy... I don't even know what to say.
How do you have such financial knowledge from this job?
Why are you
working
not
in radio?
I don't know.
Why don't you have a house yet?
I'm a dead man!
Why don't you have a house?
I don't know, because I'm stupid. I know how to tell other people what to do.
So,
I didn't say I know how to live it myself.
The employees can receive their contribution and their employer's contributions even if they leave before retiring. Okay, question number six.
I'm pretty good.
On your way to work, you get caught in a hailstorm
that
damages your car.
Yeah.
What type of car insurance covers that damage? And we do have multiple choice if you need it. On your way to work.
It's not liability, because that's if you do something to somebody else.
Right.
It would be Is it act of God?
No.
What is it?
Comprehensive.
That's what I meant.
It was the options were comprehensive, umbrella, liability, or guaranteed asset protection.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you a half a point for knowing it was not liability because I wouldn't have known any of those.
Yeah, liability is if you get in a wreck.
All right. Fred does not believe in banks.
Neither does Frank.
And keeps his money in a sock buried in the backyard.
That's where Frank puts his money.
Under a new concrete patio.
Frank Ladd.
He faces little risk of having the money stolen, but his sock money is subject to what kind of financial risk? To me, this is so open-ended, I feel like the multiple choice helps, but it's up to you.
Okay, financial...
It's a certain type of financial risk.
It could be stolen.
Well, no, it's saying it's not going to be stolen because it's under a concrete slab in a sock in the backyard.
Oh, so it's not going to be stolen.
So he faces little risk of having it stolen, but there's another type of financial risk.
It's not
a financial term.
It's not accruing interest?
No. Interest rate risk was one of the options. That's not it.
Oh.
I'm going to give you another option, chance. Think of your money in a sock.
Stinky.
Why is it risky to put your money in a sock?
Because it would deteriorate?
Well,
I don't know. I really
no.
don't know.
Inflation risk.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, okay.
I don't know. I felt like the multiple choice would help because that one was kind of broad. You know?
Yeah, I don't like that one. That one's stupid.
Don't count that one.
It's stupid because
strike that from the record.
Yeah, strike that one. It doesn't count. So I've only gotten one wrong.
Number eight, you buy bonds from a corporation. And notice that the company can buy the outstanding bonds from you before the maturity date.
Okay, wait, start over. Start over.
Okay, you buy bonds from a corporation.
Uh-huh.
And you notice that the company can buy the outstanding bonds from you before the maturity date. What is this feature called?
Bunch of BS. Is that the technical term?
No.
What is that called? Is it a? It's not a buyback. It wouldn't be that. That's
not stocks. A buyback.
That's stock. That's what is that called? Eminent domain. I have no idea. What is that?
It's a call feature.
I would never have gotten that.
I would not have known that either.
Okay. So maybe
last
next
question.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, this is it. I've already passed this test, by the way.
You've already crushed it. Susan wants to buy XYZ stock for a specific price of $30 or less per share. And she understands that this request will be executed after all previously received orders have been fulfilled.
Okay.
What kind of order should Susan submit?
It is a... Give me the options. I know this one.
Okay.
I think.
Market order.
Nope.
Limit order. Stop order. Margin order.
I think it's a limit order. Yeah.
Jeez.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like a diet Dave Simon.
Because I think market order, I think, is when it's at close. If I'm not mistaken, it's at close, whatever the market price is, then the order goes through, I think.
All
or it's
I
whatever
know
the
is,
price is when the stock market opens, something like that.
Or at the time
you place the order.
I am so impressed.
I don't know. I knew more than I thought I would.
You knew way more than I thought you would.
Why have I not done more with it?
I know. Like, I don't understand how you don't have a house.
There is commitment issues.
Oh.
There is a poll that happens among baseball players every year, like Sports Illustrated or somebody does it, and they will ask questions like, and they'll ask other players the questions like, which player gets the least out of the most talent?
Gets the least out of the most talent.
Who gets the least production? That would be me. Clearly, I'm very financially talented, and I'm getting the least out of it.
Yeah, like you're savvy, but you don't take action.
That's right. I'm nervous.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
You did great on the quiz.
Thank you.
I'm sorry you haven't been able to activate that knowledge to your benefit, but congratulations. He's Chris
Ronji.
Look
at me.
Financial expert extraordinaire.
I'm a financial wizard.
Whiz kid. They call him the Whiz kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good for me.
Yep.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
...1041 FM, KMOX, Gas House Gang is coming up, Tom Ackerman and me. We're going to talk to John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations. He'll join the show at 12:15. Former Cardinal Mitch Harris will be with us at 12:30. We hope you listen into that. If you do have questions for us or comments, we'll be streaming on the KMOX Sports YouTube page. If you just want to search out Gas House Gang on YouTube, you can find us there too. It's very easy. So we hope you'll come back and do that.
Can you tell a difference? Can you tell a difference when you go from an award-winning show to a non-award-winning one?
You know, here's what's different.
Yeah.
You're no longer there, and it's usually a collection of other people.
Uh-huh. That does sound different. And it's baseball? Yeah.
It's mostly baseball. Okay. Every now and then we'll get into some, you know, maybe City SC if they fire a head coach, or Blues if they're in the playoffs. Or something else. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of Redbirds talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what we're... Look, hey, right behind you, hey. It says 1041 FM KMOX News Talk Cards.
Oh, it does say that. It says that on our slipshod banner.
Stop saying that. What? You're going to get us in trouble by the boss.
It's a little slipshod. It's wrinkly, a little leaning, and he brought it in the middle of the show. That's the definition of slipshod.
Hey, who wants to see Cody Johnson?
I'll tell you what, there's a listener out there who does.
August 23rd at the Thunder Ridge Nature Arena in Ridgedale, Missouri. We need caller number 6 to the contest line for a pair of tickets. 314-955-1120, 955-1120. Good luck.
Good
that
luck.
Is for caller number 6. We're also giving away tickets during Gas House Gang.
What kind of
what
tickets?
What series is it for?
Oh, you know, the Cardinal series.
You're just not at all. Helpful. I'll tell you right now.
It's for the Cardinals Royals game on Thursday,
June 5th.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up. That's coming tomorrow. Up. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's tomorrow. I forgot it's Wednesday.
That's coming. It is coming up. It's tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow we have tickets to give away for that series.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be a rubber match.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for it to be a rubber match, Amy,
they
what
have
has
to
happen?
Win tonight. The Cardinals have to win tonight, which they will, obviously. I'll tell you what, I'm so impressed by Ronji's financial knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in order to honor that, people should go to the A-list and vote for us.
Yes, please. STLMag.com.
Yeah.
It is the A-list competition, and it's a bunch of, I don't know, St. Louis. It might be a list. We don't know if it's A-list
or
a list. But vote for us anyway.
Yeah.
It is under the arts and entertainment and then
news.
Talk news
yeah.
show.
It's also pinned on our Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Yeah.
I was, we had some people commenting that they liked some of our award-winning opinion from yesterday.
Pretty good.
Because we played some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we came off really well. But yeah. So you have to sit around for the rest of the day, listen to the Gas House Gang, listen to this show that's award-winning for the next few minutes, and you win stuff. You win tickets, you know. Maybe you gain a little bit of knowledge that you can share with your friend.
That's fun.
I'm assuming
sometimes
you have
my mom friend. Will, I'll go visit them, and she'll tell me something that she heard, and I'll say, well, I said that on the show. She's like, oh, yeah. I think I did hear it. She'll tell me stuff that she heard on the show, which is pretty funny. She was like, you told me
so
there was
funny.
A map on the back of the Declaration of Independence. I was like, no, I didn't.
That's from a movie.
That's National Treasure.
Yeah, that's from a...
She's like, why would you say that? I didn't say it. Nicolas Cage said it.
Remember, Amy, when we finally got you today to admit that you don't like billionaires? We were talking to Blair Kirchhoff, who is a sports writer for the Kansas City Star, about the Royals and Chiefs trying to get money from the state to have their stadiums funded.
I don't like the way they do it.
I don't either.
If you don't give us money, that means you don't like us enough. And we're going to go to a different state that appreciates us
leave.
More. We might leave you.
Let me give you something.
Don't do that.
A perfect example of why it doesn't have to be that way. And you can call billionaires on their bluffs. Just think about what City SC did. They funded their own stadium. They got it done. The Chicago Fire, also MLS, just yesterday announced they were funding their $650 million stadium on the plot of land where Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, was trying to get $2 billion from Illinois to build his stadium.
Hey, Ronge.
And these people said, nope, we're going to build it ourselves. Mm-hmm. It can be done.
What does it mean that the sleaziest sleazeball of all sleazeballs paid for his own stadium?
Oh, Stan Kroenke. He did not accept, from what we understand.
From
maybe
what
there's
we understand,
something.
Who knows?
Maybe he did, but $5 billion stadium in Los Angeles, and there was no taxpayer money, allegedly.
And so
I'm sure there were some incentives, but.
And here's the thing, like I said, I don't like that they're positing their new stadium as if, well, you just don't love the team enough. Listen, people buy tickets, they buy merch, they buy food, and I'm pro-billionaire. I've said that. I'm good for you. But the billionaire can build the stadium without taking a hit when you borrow against yourself and your own wealth. It's not like Stan Kroenke was saying, kids, we're not going to go out to eat this week because I got to pay for my own stadium.
Oh, speaking of Reinsdorf, he pulled that crap in the late 80s, early 90s, threatening to take the White Sox to Tampa Bay. And the governor of the state said, no, last minute, stepped in. Well, we got you, whatever you need. And they have a great stadium deal. This time around, J.B. Pritzker told him, nope.
Nope.
Sorry, pal. And good for him. Good for Pritzker on that.
Well, he knows because he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I know you can afford this.
That is exactly right. That is one bit of insight he does
have. He has it. He has the insight.
If you want to build a stadium, you can finance it.
You'll be okay.
Figure it out. Amy Markscores, come back tomorrow. We'll do it again at 9 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.